40, 30, 15-yard line, Eddie Royal deep into Lions territory. Terrific protection.
Looking over the middle.
Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears, and Eddie Royal. Eddie Royal over the middle.
I think you're underrated. Bears. People fall asleep on you sometimes, defensively.
I don't know. I hope they continue to, so we can keep having success.
What did last season teach you?
Appreciate when you're out there, you know, because you hear it all the time. You never know when it could be your last snap, and just missing the games that I did and not being out there just ate me up inside.
As the medical staff attends to Eddie Royal on one knee right now, just around midfield on Bears logo.
You know, I came here wanting to make an impact right away, and I wasn't able to do that just because I wasn't out there. And so it just bothered me so much, missing those games and not being able to help my teammates out. It really showed me how much I love the game.
Maybe that was one of the bigger obstacles of your professional and amateur playing football career, was just those types of things last season and finding your true appreciation for it.
Well, I went through something in college where I had to have emergency surgery on my leg, compartment syndrome actually. And as a young kid, I thought my career was over. I kind of realized then, like, wow, you can't take this game for granted. At any moment, it could be taken away.
Tell us about that compartment syndrome issue back in college, because Brian Urlacher had that on a road game and flying back to Chicago one time, and it's dangerous, isn't it?
It is. We had like 6 a.m. workouts. We were working out hard every single day. And then one day I just felt like I had shin splints. So we all thought it was shin splints. And so I went home and tried to sleep it off. And I woke up and it woke me up and I couldn't feel my foot anymore. Mm. And it was really swollen. And it was warm. And I called my sister who went to school with me. And she came over and took a look at my leg and was like, we need to go to the hospital. Took me to the emergency room. The doctor stuck a long needle in my leg, and the look on his face told me everything. He was like, you need surgery right now. Call your parents. And at that moment, as a young kid, you don't know. Surgery on your leg, that could be your career. So kind of got emotional about that. And then I woke up, and the doctor said it went great. And they showed me pictures of my leg just split open.
Oh my.
And it was crazy. And it was just one of those things that came out of nowhere. And just so many thoughts go on through your head. And you just learn not to take this game for granted.
I want to go back to that punt return touchdown because, you know, you're 30.
Yeah.
It didn't look like 30.
Watch blockers down the sideline. He's got some guys. He's to the 15, to the 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown.
I don't feel that way either. You know, I never really pay attention to how old I am until somebody actually says it. You know, because you're in the huddle with a bunch of young guys, I feel the same way.
You are a big play guy.
That's why I return punts, you know, because it's a chance to make a big play for your team. And I just love that thrill and love that chance to change the game. You know, you want to be a game changer, impact player, and that's kind of why I loved playing football in the beginning. I grew up watching Deion Sanders and Barry Sanders making those big time plays.